I love it because I'm a guy who loves trying to solve complex problems. And so this feeds right into my personality. It feeds into kind of what I like to do.
Bragash will receive the gavel from outgoing Chairman Doug Underhill at Thursday's commission meeting. Almost immediately, Bragash is expected to offer a proposal to resolve the funding issue with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
A plan that will generate upwards of $10 million over the next several years without raising property tax rates, just by modifying a few things, the way we fund certain things, and a little bit of a give on our side, and we're going to ask for a little bit of a give on the sheriff's side.
The $10 million, says Bragash, would be in addition to the annual ECSO budget, which would be based on a memorandum of understanding and a memorandum of agreement over a five-year period.
And we'll set it at a base year, and then we'll give him a commensurate increase every year to whatever we increase. For example, last year we increased 4.25%. So we'll set the amount, we'll give him a commensurate increase, and then we'll creatively fund an additional $2.1 million yearly to help him fix his pay scale issue. Of course, it will take work and it will take cooperation, and I certainly hope that we can get both.
Sheriff David Morgan went into budget talks looking to increase his $54 million budget for next fiscal year by about $4 million to be used for pay raises. In July, after the impasse was established, the sheriff announced he would appeal to Governor Rick Scott's office.
I want the county commission to understand that I am looking forward to appealing this budget to the governor. You raised the budget in Escambia County by $19 million this year, and you could not find $3.6 million not only for a 3% pay raise, but to begin to address this issue of pay compression.
Speaking on the ECSO cable TV program, Morgan says this was not the case when deputies and administrative staff were under the civil service umbrella.
There were annual and routine pay increases called step increases that ensured that our officers kept pace with what was basically across the board in the state. Now, it's beyond me as to why our county commissioners are not concerned about this. One of the reasons why they're not concerned is because it's not on their plate.
In whatever form the proposal from incoming Chairman Jeff Bragash takes, he says there is no quid pro quo for Morgan to drop his appeal in order to accept it.
Bringing a plan at this stage, it shows another level of good faith on the part of the county commission. He has said that his pay scale is his issue, and he's losing deputies because of it. I'm bringing a plan that will address it. Now, you can't eat an elephant in one bite. It's a five-year plan. It requires cooperation, but there is no quid pro quo.
Bragash is also quick to add that appeals such as Morgan's rarely, if ever, land on the governor's desk, only three times in the past three decades.
He does not want to be solving our problems. He's got hurricane recovery. He's got a lot of other issues on his plate. They typically get solved at the staff level. I believe this one will be solved before it gets to the governor.
The Escambia County Commission meets at 9 o'clock Thursday morning in their chambers in downtown Pensacola. At that time, Commissioner Jeff Bragash will be sworn in as chairman for a one-year term. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.